8345.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be going to the Motor City of Detroit, Michigan to check in with the gentleman behind the DetroitBureau.com. We're going to find out about the recently held press days of the Tokyo Motor Show. He was there. He's going to give us the inside scoop. We'll also talk to him a little bit about the recently held L.A. show. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the brand new number from anywhere across North America, and the telephone number is 855-660-4261. If you're listening to us on live at gcnlive.com, channels 3 or 4, we want to welcome all those listeners. Everybody also listening on the automotiveradionetwork.com, welcome as well. Let's go right now to Paul Eisenstein, one of my favorite automotive journalists in all of the world. Hello there, Paul. How you doing?
Hi, Bob. Well, thank you. Good to be with you.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your travels most recently back from Tokyo. This is one show I've never been to, and I've always longed to go to it because I've always heard reports from you and other folks that it's a real wild happening.
You know, the Tokyo show is an interesting event. By the way, yes, it has been a busy month. Delta has gotten me for the tune of 36,000 miles in a matter of just over 4 weeks.
Wow.
I have no idea what time zone we're in. But the Tokyo Motor Show is an interesting event. It is a biennial, which means it comes up every 2 years. And up until a few years ago, it was considered one of the most important auto shows in the world. Bob, you may recall, even though you haven't been there, there was a lot of talk last time. The 2009 mm-hmm. show sort of fell flat in its face.
Yes.
A lot of people pulled out. Virtually all the foreign makers, I think Lotus may have been the only foreign brand there. And there was a lot of talk that the 2011 show wouldn't happen, especially after the disaster that nearly shut down the Japanese auto industry this year with the earthquake and tsunami that hit northeast Japan.
Absolutely.
Well, if anything, I think you've been at a few of the shows this year. You may recall we started seeing representatives from the Tokyo Motor Show showing up, holding news conferences of their own, basically to say, we'll be back. And they were, which is good or bad news. The event was important, but it certainly is not a world-class show anymore. It's not the sort of show that once would have rivaled Frankfurt, Germany, Geneva, Paris, certainly Detroit, or even Los Angeles. But it's still something that I'm very glad I went to, in part because it's a combination of important products. We saw a few very important products come out of the major Japanese makes, and what I like to call the wild, weird, and wacky. Some vehicles like the Pevo 3, which sort of found a middle ground between truly absurd vehicles, earlier versions of which were essentially sort of like a flying saucer, a four-wheeled platform that had a passenger compartment on top that could spin around in circles endlessly. They showed another version this year that, well, maybe a little closer to production, but nonetheless, was one of the oddballs that we always expect for a combination of entertainment and laughs, I guess you could say, at every Tokyo show.
No question about it, Paul. Let's talk about some of the more important vehicles. In Los Angeles, we saw a concept version of this vehicle, but I believe in Tokyo it was the actual production version of this collaboration, an interesting one between Toyota, the Scion brand side of Toyota, and Subaru. They showed off the Subaru BRZ.
Right, and it's interesting because what you're seeing now are more and more shows in which we may get a tease at one event and then see the real thing not long after. In fact, you saw some things in L.A. that we're going to see production versions of shortly. We saw a tease of what will be coming from Ford in the form of the next generation Fusion at the Frankfurt show in the form of the Evos, and we're going to be seeing a production version of that coming up very, very soon at the Detroit show. In fact, I got a few little details today happening to run into one of the senior people on the program, so we'll have something on that during the week. But the BRZ is, in fact, the name of this long-awaited sports car, a joint venture between Toyota and Subaru. Odd little alliance, but Toyota now owns a bit of Subaru. We saw the tease of that vehicle in L.A., and we saw the production car, the real one, at the Tokyo show. We also saw the production version of the what is now being called in Japan, the Toyota 86, mm-hmm. which will be sold. Now, this gets confusing. Okay, so it's a Toyota 86, right, in uh-huh. Japan. Well, it's the Toyota GT86 in Europe, and I think you can fill in the question, Bob. Do you know what it's being called here?
The Scion, I don't know what.
Yep, you're right. It's being called the Scion FRS. And we saw a tease of that, by the way, at the New York Auto Show
last
April. That's
right. And stylistically, yep. did they drift away from what they showed in New York? Because that was quite a striking-looking vehicle.
It's still a very nice-looking vehicle, but no, it's not nearly as radical. They hinted they'd cut back on a bunch of things. You wouldn't have that wild tail with that built-in spoiler that they showed us in New York. It's a lot more tame, but it is still a very attractive vehicle. Now, here's another tidbit. Do you know what's unusual about the Toyota BRZ? Why is that different from all other current Toyota models? I'm sorry, Subaru models.
Well, it's the first time that we're seeing a rear-wheel drive vehicle exclusively from the Subaru brand.
Well, certainly in a long time. I think there have been rear-drive vehicles in years and years and years past. Wasn't their old sports car the 80s rear-drive?
Yeah, I think it was all-wheel drive. I think it was all-wheel drive.
No, that one offered, I believe that was offered without all-wheel. Well, anyway, the important thing is you're right. It is an exclusively rear-drive vehicle, which everything else in the lineup running solely on all-wheel drive. So that's going to be a surprise. It is a boxer engine, and it's extremely lightweight, about 2,600 pounds, which means that even at about 200 horsepower, it's going to kick. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to driving this one soon, I hope.
Is this a four-seater vehicle, Paul? Is it a 2+2?
It's a 2+, sort of maybe 2. I love 2+2. You always hold out hope when you hear 2+2. I would want to be the person in the back seat. And you, I've got a few inches on you. I don't know if you would even want to be in the back seat.
And again, you know, this is certainly one of the finest looking vehicles ever to emerge from the Subaru brand. They've done a great job in the styling department. And, you know, that Boxster power plant has a lot of advantages when it comes to the size and the way it can be positioned low in the vehicle for center of gravity. So this vehicle may be quite the handler.
Yeah, that's exactly the point. The Boxer is a very flat engine. It's not it's not surprising that in sort of fundamentals, it's not as different as people might realize from the sort of Boxer layout of some of the Porsche engines.
Exactly.
And that means a very low engine that is moved a little bit towards the center of the vehicle, a little bit rearward, which means that it will have a very nice weight distribution and a very low center of gravity. So I really am looking forward to driving this. I of course get to drive a lot, and there are a few vehicles that you want to get into sooner and faster, and this is just one of those that I'm looking forward to. It is, back to your original question, it is a 2+2 officially. Though I'm told that most people might wind up just putting the seats down and using it for extra storage. And, oh, I should mention, by the way, Bob, a lot of people missed this. But for those who would like to see a very possible variation of it, go to the site, go to the DetroitBureau.com and check out the photo of the race car prototype
excellent.
From Subaru.
When we come back on the other side, more with Paul Eisenstein. This is Auto World.
10 miles east of the highway. Homeowners, did you know a burglar could break into your home and get away in just 5 minutes? A locked door may not be enough to keep a thief out of your home. Think about what you can lose, and then think about this. Now you can get a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Pick up your phone now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-800-273-1250. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. So call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call now, 1-800-273-1250. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 a month. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-800-273-1250. That's 1-800-273-1250.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Yes, indeed. We're back live with Paul Eisenstein, the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, and Paul is 100% right. If you go on to the website, you can read about Subaru's intention. It looks like they're going to go racing with this BRZ sports car, maybe called the GT300. So what's the inside scoop on this, Paul?
I wish I could give you a little more information. At the moment, I don't have an awful lot, but there are a number of smaller sports car segments that are gaining a lot of grounds in club racing and the like, and I think that's what they're going to be targeting at. We'll have to see how the authorities and organizations like SCCA view the BRZ when it comes out, or the Scion, or the Toyota GT86 in their respective markets, to see if, for example, will they be placed in the same segment as the Mazda Miata, which in many ways we're expecting to see that the new BRZ will go up against. By the way, one thing we haven't talked about is price, and I can't give you a hard number yet. Jack Hollis, who's of course from the Scion division, recently said that they're expecting to see the price come in. Well, let's put it this way. He hinted that there will be a 2 at the beginning of the number. So somewhere under 30,000, but will that mean 25,000, 28,000, or 29,999 plus everything else? We remain to be seen. But its aim is to be a reasonably affordable sports car with creative design, great bona fides in terms of its driving capabilities. So we'll have to wait and find out.
Yeah, again, I just applaud, the idea that they did it, number one, and number two, the styling executions on both of the vehicles, both the Subaru as well as the upcoming Scion U.S. variant. Certainly some of the best-looking vehicles that we've seen from either brand in a long, long time. Let's talk about some of the other stars of the show in Tokyo. What's the deal with Volkswagen? They unveiled a Passat all-track station wagon there, as well as showed off a cross coupe concept.
Well, you recall just a few minutes ago before the break, we were talking about the fact that Tokyo almost vanished and that most of the foreign manufacturers disappeared. We did see a presence by a few more this time. We saw Mercedes had a stand, though all they showed was the concept vehicle that they first showed in Frankfurt a few months back. BMW did show, in fact, a couple vehicles, and those vehicles included the various versions of the 1 Series, including they call it the softback. Unfortunately, we got no clear sense whether that 1 Series will come to the States. Now, on to VW. VW is the top foreign manufacturer in the Japanese market, one of the few to have any real traction. And by the way, that still means they barely get 1% of the market. It's not a country where foreign brands play. But these guys are going to try and try hard. So saw from them both what they called their all-track version, sort of a variation of what we saw with the all-road from the Audi division. It's somewhere between an SUV and a station wagon. Will we see it in the U.S.? Can't tell. But it's a very nice design with a lot more capabilities than standard Passat. And we also saw the Cross Coupe, which is more truly a crossover vehicle. And that vehicle was a real stunner. Beautiful, beautiful vehicle. Are they going to build it? Well, the head of Volkswagen worldwide, Dr. Winterkorn, told me when I asked, perhaps, but gave me a bit of a wink. So let's stay tuned.
Very good. And speaking of vehicles that may or may not go into production, tell us, Paul, the story behind this Nissan Pivo 3.
Yeah, I was mentioning that earlier. The Pivo series is dated back to, well, shoot, Bob, how many years has it been? 6, 8 years? It's been about 8 years since they showed the first Pivo. Think of it as a micro commuter car, personal vehicle. I forgot the exact what it stands for. Japanese get through with their curious, some people call it Japlish. There's no racism meant by that. It's just the funny way that Japanese like to bend the English language when they come up with names. The basics of the vehicle are that it is a micro commuter car, probably somewhere in the size range for people here. You might think Scion IQ, just tiny little thing. It has some very interesting features, though it lost some interesting features as well. As I mentioned earlier, the original Pivo had a basic platform in which all of the mechanicals were housed, and the passenger compartment rode on top of it, sort of like the old flying saucer toys that you might have had. And let's say you wanted to make a U-turn. Well, the vehicle itself, the platform, didn't move.
Mm-hmm.
You just rotated your passenger compartment and turned the other way. You could also do that to move sideways. You wanted to go into a parking spot, you drove alongside of it, turned the compartment, and drove sideways. You can't do that with the new one. It has a little bit more of a true automotive body like we think of. In other words, basically a one-piece body, not separate platform and passenger compartment. But it does have four-wheel steering, so it can make a complete turn, a U-turn, in about 10 feet, less
wow.
than 10 feet, actually. And also very interesting, it maintains it's still an electric vehicle, and it maintains the idea of putting the motors in the wheels themselves, as opposed to driving the axles as you would normally drive them with a gasoline engine. So again, that gives you this great turning radius. It puts all the weight down below. It's a very quirky vehicle, but Nissan made a point. CEO Carlos Ghosn made a point of saying they are seriously considering it for production.
That is really remarkable. Paul Eisenstein is with us from the DetroitBureau.com. You can also hear Paul on National Public Radio and in many other publications around the world. And if you log on to the DetroitBureau.com, folks can sign up for lots of free goodies. What kind of stuff are you offering, Paul?
Oh, well, you can get an assortment of emails. You can find out every time we put up a new story, we'll keep you up to date. You can get a roundup of the day's news with a daily report we put out, or even if you prefer, just a weekly or monthly report. We also have added both tweets, so you can sign up for just a quick Twitter feed whenever you want, or an RSS feed, which a lot of people really like.
Very good. Excuse me, battling a little bit of a cold here in the greater Boston areas. We've had a lot of funky weather, as I'm sure you bouncing all over the world are no doubt been exposed to lots of interesting climates of late. Let's talk a little bit about Honda. This is a car company that used to be kind of the darling of the industry. When we come back, we'll get Paul's opinion on the current state of the Honda nation, so to speak. Don't go away. This is Auto World.
Baby, let's cruise away from here. Don't be confused. The way is clear.
Wouldn't it be great if you could wash your car anywhere you want, anytime you want? Well, now you can. Wash Drops Wash and Shine formula lifts dirt without scratching surfaces, leaving a beautiful shine. One bucket of water, no hose, and no rinsing. Check out Wash Drops on YouTube, Facebook, and WashDrops.com. Buy Wash Drops on Amazon.com. It's effective, quick and easy, and very economical. 60 cents for a wash with a shine. Wash Drops, the smart solution.
Are you an inventor? Or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. It's a free call, so dial 1-800-620-4152. That's 1-800-620-4152. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call toll-free 1-800-620-4152. That's 1-800-620-4152.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts at and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity Fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Thank you so much for joining us every week at this time for Auto World. My name is Bob Long, along with Paul Eisenstein, the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, also esteemed automotive journalist in many different publications worldwide and contributor to many things, including this program and NPR. And we've been talking to Paul about the Tokyo Motor Show. And Paul, I noticed in logging on to the DetroitBureau.com, another big recall for Honda. And I know while you're in Tokyo, no doubt you probably had some time to talk to some of the Honda executives about the Honda Civic and some of the other things that have gone on of late. This company used to have such a stellar reputation, and lately they just can't seem to get it right.
Oh, it's interesting you bring up the Honda company. Let's talk about a couple of important things, and I'll tell you some very interesting surprises and one secret. To start with, yes, they had another recall, several hundred thousand more vehicles, mostly from a decade back, were recalled because of this ongoing problem that they've had with airbags, bags that can explode much more powerfully than they are intended to, and in some cases actually break off parts in the car. They have been connected with a couple of deaths and a lot of injuries. This brings to about 2 million the number of vehicles recalled, most of them in the U.S., because of this. These are older vehicles. Luckily, these are not some of the latest Hondas, but the fact is it's still a serious problem because there are, well, a good percentage of those 2 million of those vehicles are still out there on the road. Now, as to the problems, yes, I don't think any car maker has taken as many hits in the last 12 months as Honda. Now, we saw Toyota take its hits this last year with production problems and quality and safety issues the year before, but this has been Honda's turn in the barrel, and a couple of reasons. One, like Toyota, it has been hammered by the problems in Japan with production. They had part shortages at wound up resulting in shortages of a lot of the popular vehicles, including the all-new version of the Civic. The problem is that Civic hasn't exactly been well received. It's been hammered by, of all people, all publications, Consumer Reports magazine. Normally enamored, as you know, with most Honda products, they have really criticized the company, as have most critics, for a lackluster design, issues with the way the vehicle handles and performs. It has not lived up to expectations. Though, to be fair to them, Bob, I don't know if you've noticed, but as their production has gone back up, as they've had more of them in the dealerships, the Civic has been selling better. So it's actually been looking pretty good this last month. Now,
people are loyal. People are loyal to that brand.
Yeah, true. And you also have what you might call pent-up demand.
Yeah.
Even though a lot of people might be steering clear of the Civic because it hasn't been well reviewed, the fact is that there's still a lot of people that have been waiting all these months. So I think the test of the Civic will come probably in 4 or 5 months from now, after they've been back up to normal production levels, and we can see whether it can sustain demand. Now, interestingly enough, the head of Honda Worldwide, CEO Ito, did say recently that they were going to do a rush job on an update. They're going to do a much more aggressive mid-cycle update than would normally be the case. He also told me and a small number of other journalists who he met with in Japan on a private roundtable that he took personal responsibility for the mistakes. Now, does that mean he was out there designing it? No. But ultimately, he was the one who led the team that had to decide on what vehicle would be approved. Ito's taken a lot of fire, and he has authorized a lot of changes. I was lucky enough to spend a day up at the Motegi Twin Ring Racetrack, about 2.5 hours from Tokyo, looking at a lot of new Toyota product, and also driving a lot of new technology. Now, I can't talk about all of it, but I can tell you that there's some very interesting new platforms, and there are some very interesting new drivelines coming from this vehicle, from this company, excuse me. We'll be talking even more about that this week. But among other things, you're seeing new families of V6s, you're seeing four-cylinder engines, you're seeing some very interesting plug-ins, we'll be seeing new standard hybrids, and we're even going to be seeing a variation of their SHAWD, their awkwardly named Super Handling All-Wheel Drive, which was the first of the really good, effective uses of something called torque vectoring, where you vary the amount of power going to an individual wheel to help you steer through a corner rather than pushing through, which has always been a problem of standard all-wheel drive. Well, here's one little secret to talk about, Bob, and make sure before we go we talk about one other thing, a spectacular Acura product. But here's the thing that we're going to be looking at. We're going to be seeing an electric or hybrid version of Super Handling All-Wheel Drive. In this case, a V6 engine up front paired with a single electric motor that will do only the front axle.
Wow.
The rear axle will be driven by two separate electric motors. So in other words, this vehicle is going to have three electric motors. It's going to be what some call a through-the-road hybrid. The gas and electric motor up front handling front axle, the two electric motors in the rear handling the rear wheels, one motor for each wheel. They'll be mounted in the center where the diff normally goes, but they will drive separate wheels and will be able to use electric force to give you a torque vectoring all-wheel drive. In fact, when you're going around a corner and the outside wheel will get more torque, the inside wheel will drag a little and will actually regenerate energy, sending it back to the battery.
Wow, cool stuff. Definitely cutting-edge technology there. And, Paul, tell us about this Acura vehicle that you hinted at.
All right. I can only tell you a little bit about it because I am embargoed. And I'm going to honor this because when you get the inside look that I did, you're only allowed to say so much. And let's just give you a little bit of a whetting of the appetite. Okay, I will tell you that I have just had the chance to get a very good inside look at where Acura will go. And as you know, Probably no operation in Honda has been more troubled than the Acura brand. It's missed the mark in a number of things like the ZDX, and it's taken a lot of critical slaps for some of its design work and the like. I can tell you that you will see some dramatic changes. A week from tomorrow, I will be announcing, I will be revealing the inside details on what I saw. And, Bob, since I'm not going to say the name of the vehicle, I'm going to ask you, what is the vehicle you would most like to get an inside look at from Acura?
Probably the TL is the one, or, of course, the NSX, the replacement to the NSX.
Grasshopper, you have learned wisely.
Yes.
Now, I wouldn't confirm anything. I will just tell you that there's been a lot of hints lately that we will see something about the NSX.
All right.
You may recall that there was word of that at the Tokyo show, among other things. So one might guess, I'll leave it to you, one might guess that there may be some news coming out very shortly. And if it were to come out, there just might be some spectacular surprises.
Oh, that is great. Outstanding news. Because, you know, what a great halo vehicle that would be for that brand, and that would be outstanding, an outstanding move by the brand. Let's touch a little bit on Los Angeles really quick. Lots of introductions there, including the new Ford Escape. And got to get your take on Ford really upping the ante in the performance car wars here. The muscle car wars are really hot and heavy. Who would believe that they would add 100 horsepower to the Shelby GT500 for 2013. 650 horsepower, 600 pound-feet. Paul, that's going to be a fun ride.
Oh, it's going to be a blast. Ford is trying to cover the bases from microcar to performance, Bob, so we've got a lot coming from them.
Absolutely. We'll have to schedule an hour with you real soon. Thanks so much for your time here tonight.
Bob, it's been great to be with you. And if we don't talk before then, to you and all the listeners, happy holidays.
Thank you so much, Paul. Same to you and your wife. Everybody, check out thedetroitbureau.com. This is Auto World.
I'm Bob Long. Today on The Long Drive, the Cadillac Coupe everybody's talking about, presented by Hagerty.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Hagerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Hagerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Hagerty.com.
The Long Drive.
Cadillac's all-new coupe is offered in both base and CTS-V form, packing both beauty and brawn. Clay Dean is design director for Cadillac.
What you're going to see is different wheels. You'll see a different hood. You'll see a different fascia and grille, different unique rear exhaust. A little bit of difference inside with the trim and the seats. 556 horsepower.
For thelongdrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
Warning, this content is powerful and may cause others to reject your knowledge. If you want to know what happened to America, if you like cutting-edge information, if you need to convince someone that something different than what they believe is actually taking place, and to experience the true history of America you won't find anywhere else, get the new book, Satan's Show. Satan's Show is a hard-hitting look at what many know as the Antichrist and proof of a mind-control agenda. Learn how America was tricked into entering World War I and get over 9 hours of audio and over 700 reliable web links. Satan's Show is available in ebook and audio downloads. Click the special offer for $14.99 and you'll receive both, plus Operation Northwoods on audio free with purchase. Download today at satansshow.com. You will be shocked. You will be amazed. SatansShow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family pack start at $99 for a 16-day supply. While their 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab and go emergency. Order their combo gift pack and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us here on today's broadcast. Why don't we throw out another trivia question and give away some more of this brand new product that we've been promoting here on the broadcast in the past couple of weeks called Wash Drops. The telephone number, you're going to want to keep it handy because we're going to be giving away lots of cool prizes, including the Wash Drops, over the next few weeks. 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. And we'll throw a trivia question out from a little ways back, and we'll go back a little bit in time. Who made the Tempest? That was the name of a vehicle from an American manufacturer. Again, excuse me, I'm kind of battling a little bit of a cold, so my voice every now and then does some funky tricks, but I'm looking for someone out there to dial in to our toll-free line at 855-660-4261 to tell us about the vehicle maker of the Tempest. Who made the Tempest? It was around for quite a long time, and now, of course, it's not. I won't say anything else because I'll probably give it away. So dial us up, or you can shoot me an email anytime. BobLongRadio@Yahoo is one address, and the other one is Bob@BobLongRadio.com. And as I say from time to time here on the broadcast, if in the past you've won a trivia prize on the program and have not received the prize, it is not the fault of yours truly. It's just one of those things, the ball being dropped somewhere along the way. So please give us a call. We would love to hear from you. If you'd like to take a stab at the trivia question about who brought us the vehicle known as the Tempest, the telephone number is 855-660-4261. That's 855-660-4261. Matt is standing by to take your call, and we'll go first to David. David, welcome to the broadcast. Thank you very much for joining us. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good on this Sunday evening. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, battling a little bit of a cold, but all in all, hanging in there. So what do you think? Who brought us the Tempest? Which car manufacturer was the company that brought forth that vehicle?
Well, I should know this because I'm old enough to remember them, but I'm drawing a kind of a toss-up between two brands, and I'm going to have to pick one, right?
It looks that way.
Okay, then I'm going to guess Pontiac.
Ha-ha, you guessed the right one. Congratulations.
Oh, all right.
We're going to send you out some of this hot new product called Wash Drops, so congratulations on that. Let me ask you my popular question here, and that is your favorite new vehicle. If you didn't have to worry about paying for it, if you could purchase anything, what would you purchase? And also your favorite classic car vehicle. Which two would you pick?
Okay, hey, those are great questions. If money was no object, boy, I would have to probably work real hard not to steer into the Ferrari dealership, but I'd like to drive a Tesla, one of the new Tesla Roadsters.
Oh, very good. Yeah, I mean, that's an excellent choice, but certainly that Ferrari, that prancing horse is something that draws lots of folks. You know, it's a dream for many to own a Ferrari, and including myself. I know I'll probably never, ever get the chance, but nevertheless, I can dream about it. How about in the realm of classic cars? What would you pick in that realm?
Ooh, I've been eyeballing Hemmings Motor News. It's on a semi-regular basis, hoping to find Grandpa's 1952 Studebaker Champion two-door.
Excellent choice, and a very unique choice. Congratulations for having outstanding taste on both fronts, and we thank you so much for winning the trivia prize, and look out for a package from the Wash Drops folks. Thanks so much. Let's go to our next caller, and Matt, one more time, who's up next here? Let's go to Tom, who joins us in Missouri. Tom, thank you for dialing in. How you doing?
Hello there.
So,
you talking to me?
Yeah. So, yeah. What's going on in Missouri? How's the weather treating you there?
Well, it's finally looks like we might start getting a little bit of winter, but we've been very fortunate so far.
Oh, that's great.
I thought it might be the Pontiac.
Pontiac, we're going to give you some Wash Drops as well. Congratulations. That's right. Pontiac Tempest was around for a lot of years, so we'll definitely make sure that Matt takes care of you and we get you some of this new product. You can actually wash your car without a hose, and you can do it in the winter. So it will be cool for you to check that out. What was your first car? Let me ask you that question.
Oh, probably a 36 Plymouth.
36 Plymouth, wow. And do you remember the color of it? What was the color?
Black.
Black, very common in those days. There weren't as many color choices. How about in the realm of new cars today? What do you think of the price of new cars, number one? And also, do you have a favorite new car?
Well, I don't know if I have a favorite. I do like to try and keep up with the new electric gas hybrids.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as a favorite, I suppose I don't know if I should single out any brand or not. All that theory, I think, is wonderful for the cars. Maybe it'd be a Prius.
A good choice, definitely. It's the most popular hybrid vehicle sold in America and in the world. So, you know, Prius has expanded its line now. They offer. It's actually going to become its own brand within Toyota. They're kind of calling it Prii. And they've got a larger version of the Prius called the Prius V. And we're going to see a lot of those being utilized as taxi cabs. So thanks so much for calling in. And Matt, to make sure and take care of our fine gentleman from Missouri, and we'll get him some Wash Drops as well. Let's talk to Frank, who joins us in New Mexico. Frank, thank you so much for dialing in. How you doing?
Great, enjoying the show as always. Superb, Bob. I'll make it quick. I just wanted to answer your earlier question about the British motor that made it, American motor that made it big. It was the Buick 215-cubic-inch all-aluminum V8.
Uh-huh.
And I know because I have one in my 1970 Rover 3500S luxury sedan. The same car that Princess Grace sailed off the mountaintop in Monaco in, and even though it was billed as the world's safest car, it couldn't save her back then. So.
Wow. I didn't realize that was the car that she was driving. Wow.
Yeah, it was the world's safest car, Volvo and Saab notwithstanding.
Wow.
And what I really want to tell you about was last week after I called in, the guest was talking, the Chrysler bigwig was talking about the Super B.
Yes.
And you know what, Bob? I saw one this past summer not a quarter mile from my house. I thought it was just a decal and paint option from the dealer. I didn't realize it was a foretaste of something to come. It was a yellow that Dodge, and it had that stripe around the back, around the thorax, with the little Super B emblem.
Yeah.
And I wish I would have followed that guy to where he stopped, because I know he was out what are they, factory test drivers or something, you know?
Yeah, that's what it was, no doubt, a pre-production test driver. So you kind of did the work of a, if you had a camera, you could have taken a spy photo.
Yeah, and I didn't realize what I was looking at. I was looking, hey, Super B, Super B, I haven't heard about this. Must be a dealer option, you know?
Yeah, no, that is a vehicle that's going to be coming out in the not-too-distant future. They're only going to make a limited run of them, so you caught it before the public was supposed to see it, Frank. So that's a great story.
Yeah, but I didn't take a picture like you said.
It's not unusual. Matter of fact, we were scheduled today to be joined by a spy photographer, a woman by the name of Brenda Pretty, who lives in Arizona. And she started her career by accident when she got a look at the Corvette, the fifth generation of the Corvette, just took a picture in Arizona being tested in the hot weather, and now this is what she does full time, and she has people all over the world taking spy photographs, and really works in a lot of extreme conditions as they test the vehicles in extreme heat and extreme cold. But I'm sure in New Mexico they were probably doing some, you know, some testing of some sort. So you definitely, you caught something there, my friend.
Yeah, it was hot in the summertime. Anyway.
Excellent.
I enjoy the show as always, Bob.
Well, Frank, thank you so much for calling in, and we so appreciate your loyalty to the program, and look forward to talking with you again real soon, my friend. That's what's so rewarding about having a radio program like Auto World. It's been on the air for more than 20 years, believe it or not. 1992 was the start of Auto World. It's been in its present time slot since 1995, and we're not going anywhere. Matter of fact, we're going to get bigger and better in 2012. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. My name is Bob Long. Thanks for coming along.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.